Please, Dean Hill, with us you have spoken through the year about prayer, prayer as precursor, prayer as resistance, prayer as sacrament. You have spoken about the architecture of prayer, the senses of prayer, the practices of prayer, the languages of prayer. Could you give us an example, please? You know, as the Latins said, exemplum docet, the example teaches. That which I have received, also with joy come Easter, I give to you. Hallowed be thy name. Forgive us our trespasses. Lead us not into temptation. Prayer is the acclamation of the glory of God. Prayer is the acclamation of the gospel of Christ. Prayer is the acclamation of the spirit of life. For example, so to pray. One prays, though, from the heart, of the heart, by heart. So the glory of God, hallowed be thy name. From blessing to praise. Blessed is the one who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water. In all that he does, he prospers. In thy presence is fullness of joy. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes with the morning. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we shall not fear, though the earth should change, though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble with its tumult. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her right early. The nations rage. The kingdoms totter. He utters his voice. The earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come behold the works of the Lord. He breaks the bow, shatters the spear, burns the chariots with fire. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Make a joyful noise to the Lord. All the land, serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good, his steadfast love endures forever, his faithfulness to all generations. I lift mine eyes to the hills. From whence does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade upon your right hand. The sun shall not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. He will keep your going out and you're coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let everything that breathes praise the Lord. Exemplum docet, the praise, the glory of God. Forgive us our sins, debts, trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. This is the gospel at heart, by heart, from the heart. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him. And without Him, not one thing was made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The true light that enlightens everyone was coming into the world. The law came through Moses. Grace and truth through Jesus Christ. God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him might not perish, but have eternal life. The Son came to the world not to condemn the world, but that through Him the world might be saved. The hour is coming, and now is, when true worshipers shall worship in spirit and in truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. Whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am you may be also. And you know the way where I am going. Thomas said, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. This is eternal life, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. For these things are written, that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and believing you may have life in His name. Exemplum docet, the cross of Christ. And lead us not into temptation. The Spirit of life is guiding us in prayer, as Tip O'Neill meant to say, all liturgy is local. The work of the people is the language of the people. So yours in liturgy, from Boston, or better, north of Boston, such a nice title, in spring, summer, fall, winter, or a day like today that is all four. Going out to clean the pasture spring, I'll only stop to rake the leaves away and wait to watch the water clear I may. I shan't be gone long. You come to when to the heart of man was it ever less than a treason to go with the drift of things, to yield with a grace to reason, to bow and accept the end of a love or a season? Yield who will to their separation. My object in living is to unite my vocation with my avocation, as my two eyes make one in sight. Only where love and need are one, and the work is play for mortal stakes, has the deed ever really been done for heaven and the future's sakes. It asks of us a certain height, so when at times the mob is swayed to carry praise or blame too far, we may take something like a star to stay our minds on and be stayed. Two roads diverged in a yellow wood. Sorry, I could not travel both and be one traveler. Long I stood and looked down one as far as I could to where it bent in the undergrowth. Then took the other as just as fair, though having perhaps a better claim, for it was grassy and wanted wear, though as for that, the parting there had worn them both about the same. And both that morning equally lay, and leaves no step had trodden black. Oh, I kept the first for another day, yet knowing how way leads on to way, I doubted if I should ever get back. I shall be telling this with a sigh somewhere, ages and ages hence. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. My sorrow, when she's here with me, thinks these dark days of autumn rain are beautiful as days can be. She loves the bare, the withered tree. She walks the sodden pasture lane. Not yesterday I learned to know the love of bare November days before the coming of the snow. Yet it were vain to tell her so, for they are better for her praise. Whose woods these are, I think I know. His house is in the village, though. He will not see me stopping here to watch his woods fill up with snow. My little horse must think it clear to stop without a farmhouse near, between the woods and frozen lake, the darkest evening of the year. He gives his harness bells a shake to ask if there is some mistake. The only other sounds the sweep of easy wind and downy flake. The woods are lovely, dark, and deep, but I have promises to keep and miles to go before I sleep, and miles to go before I sleep. Exemplum docet, spirit of life. Let us pray. O thou whose glory are told, O thou whose glory is told in the heavens, O thou whose gospel is spoken and heard, O thou whose spirit guides evening and morning in life, grant us thy peace, grant us thy peace, grant us thy peace. Amen.